For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
With Total Information AM with Tom Ackerman, I'm Megan Lynch. Yesterday on this show, we told you how many times a week organizations are targeted by cyber attacks. Today, let's talk about how scammers and cyber criminals are targeting you and your bank accounts. With us, Paul Benda, Senior Vice President of Operational Risk and Cybersecurity for the American Bankers Association. Paul, when we look at this issue, I'm curious. I know that technology has made this more sophisticated. But is check fraud still an issue for a lot of people?
I know. A lot of people don't think that anyone still uses checks, but unfortunately they do, and criminals have figured out they can steal them out of the postal system, those blue boxes or the post office, and wash them and change them and cash them and make a lot of money doing it.
No kidding. How much is phishing a problem for financial institutions and their customers?
You know, phishing has been around for a while. It's those emails you get that pretend to be from your bank, or you get those text messages that come in, and they're trying to convince people to give up their credentials. You know, those bank accounts are locked down really hard, but if someone gives them their password and that one-time use passcode, they can get in.
What are some of the other tactics that scammers are using against us to try to hack into our bank accounts?
I mean, a big one is that they try and convince you that they're your bank. So we've got our banksneverask.com. It's a campaign that's trying to educate people what banks will and won't do. But, you know, the scammers are going to reach out to you, and they're going to pretend to be your bank. They might even have some personal information they bought on the dark web, and they're going to be really convincing, and they're going to pressure you to make a decision. And so what we try and do is convince consumers, you know, if you feel anything that's off, hang up on them, call your bank on the number back of your card, or go to the website.
Paul Benda, Senior Vice President of Operational Risk and Cybersecurity for the American Bankers Association, is with us. I like that. Banks never ask that. That's the campaign. So what will a bank never ask you to do, Paul?
So a bank's never going to ask you whether to wear boxers or briefs, right? So we've leaned into this humor thing. We recommend you go to that website. You can see some funny YouTube videos. But, you know, a big one is, you know, they aren't going to call you out of the blue and ask for that one-time use passcode. They're not going to pressure you to make a decision really quick. You know, a bank's not going to break up with you over text. You know, we hear they threaten people. We're going to close your account unless you take some action. And so, you know, if you get anything suspicious, whether it's, you know, an email that you didn't ask for or a text you didn't expect, go to the website. Call that number on the back of your card. Get the real deal, because once you call that person, you know exactly who you're talking to.
Do scammers ever try to use a fake fraud alert to lure people in?
They do, Megan. You know, I bet all your listeners have probably gotten those fake fraud alerts. And the scary thing is they look exactly like it comes from a bank, right? And you type in, no, I didn't make that. And they call you up, and then all of a sudden they've got your name and your address and your bank, you know, and they might even have your social security number, and they're really convincing. And they're going to try and convince you that they're from your bank. And if you give them that one-time use passcode or any account credentials, they might be able to access your account.
What are some other ideas of websites that just try to mask things? I mean, I'm looking at your site right now, aba.com, American Banking Association. It's really something how some of these banks will mask a website to look exactly like a bank. How when you look at that, what are some of the ways you can tell that it's fake?
Yeah, it's really hard when you get those emails and they have all the logos. They look really legitimate. A lot of times, you know, if you hover your cursor over it, you can see those links don't necessarily go to your bank, but they might only have one letter difference. So it's really hard to tell. So, you know, like we said, if you get something unexpected, the best way to do it, you know, even not just from your banks, you know, from UPS, you know, they scan that, or Amazon, go to the website, log in through your account through the bookmark on your browser, and make sure that the quote-unquote fraud alert is real.
Are there other ways that banking customers can protect themselves and their money?
So we started talking about check fraud. You know, we recommend you go to Practice Safe Checks. We've got a whole bunch of tips in there, practicesafechecks.com. But the one number one is don't write a check unless you absolutely have to. Use electronic bill pay. Use your mobile banking apps to send that money electronically. It's a lot safer. Banks can track that. They've got fraud alerts in place. A lot safer than putting your name and your bank account number on a piece of paper and giving it to someone else.
There's so much on this site, ABA.com, the American Bankers Association, like watching out for misspelled words, phishing scams, and examples on social media to watch out for. Very good stuff. It is, the hashtag is Banks Never Ask That. Banks Never Ask That. And this has been Paul Benda, Senior Vice President of Operational Risk and Cybersecurity for the American Bankers Association. Paul, thanks so much for being with us.
Great. Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Megan.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.